Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In the 2021 legislative session, one of the most hotly debated bills was Senate Bill 280, a bill to reverse a policy by the administration of Governor Steve Bullock to allow people to retroactively change the sex on their birth certificate. The law was challenged by the ACLU, and yesterday it was enjoined by none other than District Court Judge Michael Moses of Billings. You'll recall that Moses was appointed to the bench by Governor Bullock, was ousted months later when he ran for election, was then reappointed by Bullock to a different seat, and has now become the go-to guy to reverse the gains made by conservatives during the last legislative session. In addition to the transgender birth certificate law, he has enjoined three pro-life bills and four, count them, four election reform laws. As I told you months ago, Montana's becoming more conservative, as evidenced by the sweeping wins and large legislative gains made by conservatives in the last election cycle. The last stronghold controlled by liberals is the courts, and that control is now in jeopardy. For 16 years, liberal governors provided cover for liberal judges by vetoing all of the controversial bills. Now, the courts have lost that cover, and judges are being forced to decide cases that expose their liberal judicial philosophy. That in turn makes them vulnerable when they run for re-election. The bottom line is that Yellowstone County is conservative, and Judge Moses is toast in the next election cycle. As a result of yesterday's decision, men who think they are women can now change the sex on their birth certificate simply by stating that they are a different sex. A birth certificate is a vital record and a statement of fact. Truth matters, and sex is objective. The policy as it now stands allows people to declare a different sex with absolutely no physical changes whatsoever. Their original records are then sealed, and what's worse is that a person who considers themselves to be gender fluid can bounce back and forth between male and female and change their birth certificate as many times as they want. It's pure unadulterated insanity kept in place by a liberal judiciary that's lost its mind. If all of this seems overwhelming, take heart. As a friend reminded me, from God's perspective, the world is not falling apart, it's falling into place. As we witness this all-out assault on God's design for marriage, family, and human sexuality, it's important to remember that it's no surprise to Him. As the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy, difficult times will come in the last days, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, without love for what is good, traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Does that not perfectly describe the state of mankind, not just here in the United States, but across the globe? Proverbs says that there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. At the Montana Family Foundation, we will continue to push for public policy that upholds God's design for marriage and family, because in the end, it leads to life. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.